This comes from Devin. Devin is in Lakeland and says, "Dear Freak Show, I got to tell you guys something about my finances. I feel like I'm a snoop, but I'm not snooping because it's my own account. The debate about joint checking accounts has always been a thing in my family. I've had a lot of people who have always said they didn't want to join their accounts together when they got married. I've heard you guys talk about it over the years as well. I've always said that when I got married, we would do it traditionally. We would live and join up our funds and build like we're supposed to do as a man and wife. We got married 3 years ago and just got around to changing our banking so we could both be in a joint account. And I mean getting rid of private accounts and just doing it like old school Mike and Carol Brady style. It's killing me watching so many purchases moving out of my account. I mean our account. Amazon like 10 times a week. Starbucks twice a day. We've argued at least 3 times and it's not a place that I really wanted to go to because it's not me. I've never been an angry dude and I haven't been cheap either, but I'm just watching all this activity. I can't stop looking at my account record now. I would look at my account maybe every 2 weeks to make sure bills got paid, and now I'm in this thing multiple times a day. It's an addiction. It's almost like people when you watch them swiping through social media all the time and you're like, dude, there's a life out here. Mm-hmm. That's how I am with my account record now. Not like I'm the patrol, but it's shocking how much activity has picked up. It's not snooping, but it feels like it is because it's my own damn account. I haven't done the math ratio yet, new expenses versus new income, because that would make it worse because I already know that she's spending way more than she's making. I know that this is dipping into the other side, but again, we're together and this is ours, but it really is killing me and I'm embarrassed because I kind of wish that I didn't do this now. Freak Show, please pray for your boy. This is Devin in Lakeland.
Don't be embarrassed, Devin. I'm sure a lot of
don't be embarrassed.
I'm sure a lot of married couples go through this, but yes. One thing I noticed about what he said, this was like a light bulb for me. It was the fact that he said they've been married for 3 years, but now they're just getting their banking in order.
They just got
what,
to
what
it.
What that means to me is that they haven't talked about budgets. They haven't talked about how much we should be spending each week on bills versus
But they've been together for 3 years, so they got their like say they didn't join them together. And I mean, I'm not saying you're supposed to or not supposed to, but say they didn't. She's been moving for 3 years in this family, so she's got a budget that she lives off of.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So joining them together.
Now he's becoming aware.
He's just being made aware of what has been going on. So yeah. It ain't like you can change up something that's been three years in.
You absolutely can, because he said that she's spending more than she's making.
Well, that's what it looks
like. But it's ours. That's what he said. He's like, we get rid of everything that's out there and put it all together, so it's ours.
Like, I don't want to put her business out there, but like when my girlfriend and I got together, she had some bad habits that we worked on together.
That happens.
We helped fix. It wasn't. She was like 22. It was young. I understand. So this is definitely fixable.
But wait a minute. It's new. So of course he's kind of addicted to looking at like all of her spending and stuff like that. Like Starbucks is what he mentioned, and Amazon. That stuff may not go away. But if you can save money in other places.
But if you follow a budget, it might have to.
But you gotta work her stuff into the budget.
It doesn't necessarily mean they haven't talked about a budget, by the way, because just personally, Anthony and I have separate accounts, and before we got married, we talked about budgets, but I have my own money, and I know what I can and cannot spend, and if I want to spend some on Amazon and go get my Starbucks, I'm going to go ahead and do it. But if he started getting on me about those little tiny things that I'm going to buy, like lunches,
that would annoy me. But you said y'all have separate, though, so he can't check your spending.
No, but one of my girlfriends has an alert going to her phone every single time her man even buys lunch. So this can become too much of an addiction.
That's a lot, right?
So you got to keep it in check.
And the fact that you said that, now he listening.
Yeah,
that means that now he's like, wait, I can put an alert on this.
Yes, you can get an alert to your phone.
He said they joint their accounts so they can grow and build. You're not going to be able to build if one person isn't
spending
their weight.
Too much, you know?
Charles, what's going on?
Good morning,
man. And give us some advice to Devin, because he's out here in this newfound land. What is he doing?
Yes. Just like all jobs allow you to add more than one checking account to your direct deposit, definitely open up a personal account, talk about your finances, make sure all them bill money goes into one account, and then a percentage goes into the personal account, and then use that only personal account for her Starbucks, her Amazon, and all that fly stuff. I'm a sneakerhead, so I have my own account, and I buy my sneakers out of that account. My wife don't know nothing.
Okay, but see, wait, but he started it by saying we didn't want to do the separate stuff. We wanted to build together. Like, he got rid of the separate accounts.
You still build together with the joint account because you'll pay bills there. And then you can also add in a savings to that joint account. So then you'll see money saved based off, and then that percentage and whatever you put into your personal. And if you run out of money, you just run out of money until you get paid again or you deposit another check.
Right.
Don't
I got you.
Spend the joint account.
Don't spend the joint account. Okay, I got you. Tia is on the phone. Hey, Tia.
How you doing?
Good. You were married 14 years, girl. So, yeah, you kind of know how to do this. So give some advice to Devin.
Yeah, well, when we first got married, I made the majority of the money. I'm from up north. So I was making like $36 an hour. Moved down here, but even before we moved down here, we both did a joint account. He was spending a little more than he was making, pretty much like Devin was saying. But at the same time, I got a second account. I have a different account. And whenever something like that, Devin can probably open up another account. And he can always go and get his job to transfer the majority to that account. That way you can control what's going in that account, that joint account. Like, I have a little personal account that I set aside. Only put like $200 in it out of my regular pay. And, you know, that just stacks up in bills. But when it comes to bills, that's the majority of the money come out of that account. If we go shopping, it comes out of that account, our joint account. And if it's something that I want to get after the budget, I have my own personal account.
Now, Tia, because I hear you, and I'm listening to all these people who have these marriages, just like Charles and everybody else who's calling in. Now, what you seem to be saying is that his idea of having just one account and living together, like he said, building old school, is too old school. Because all y'all, your remedies all have a separate account. Y'all all have a separate account. What you doing?
No, we have, like I said, the majority of it is our personal joint account.
But
we go out, we go shopping, we buy anything.
But get to the but.
However.
But get to the but. Don't give me all the essay answer. Get to the however.
Hold on. Because the however, like, I shoot pool. I like to go out and shoot pool. He don't shoot pool. Like, if I want to do something, then he's a sneak ad. I like to spend, but I spend more on him than I do on myself.
Ooh, that's
so
a good one.
Do something, I still have me a little personal nest egg for if I'm going out with the girls and I'm like, okay, it's bill time, at least I can use my little savings that I got aside.
But she's the responsible one, you could tell.
Or when you want to buy a
but
present.
It's just, I just think that he was novel about trying to, like, hey, I'm going to do this the old school way, and everybody's remedy is get you a side
but
account.
But he messed that's it up, though. But he messed it up.
Mm. Right. Huh? What were you saying?
I said he messed that up.
How?
Because she said he was spending more than he was bringing in. So we got to fix this. We can't let that.
She's spending more than she's bringing in.
Right. That's the problem with this.
I was saying with Tia, at least that's what he's saying.
Oh yeah. But yeah. I'm talking about helping Devin. Who Devin said I don't want to do separate. I want us to build together.
Then you gotta,
and everybody's remedies is get a side account.
Well, then you got to build that budget.
And that takes so much effort
to stick with it.
You have to be right on top of it at all times. And he doesn't want to be so addicted to looking at his account. I mean, he's going to be watching it even more now.
Let's see. Mark is on the phone. Hey, Mark, what's good?
Yo. What's the word, guy? What's the word?
Hey, man, we just trying to help people live. What you got for us?
Hey, man. So just like a lot of other callers, man, I'm the same way, man. I've been married for about like 4 years now. And so me and my wife, we went into the whole thing with separate accounts. But then we got joint accounts too. But we got a joint and a separate account. You know, unlike some of the other people, man, my wife is actually better with money than I am. You know, and I'm open to that. You know, so I think one of the things is with marriage is you got to have an open discussion and you got to be honest with everything.
And willing to accept your shortcomings. Like, you accepting that you worse with money than she is.
My wife paid the bills. You know what I mean? And I don't have a problem with that. I mean, right now, when we first got married, my wife was making more money than me because I was still in school and I was getting things situated. And then once I got into my career or whatever, I make more money than my wife now. Now, I'm not too much in my head to where I can say, you know, because I make more money, you can't spend no bread or whatever or vice versa. But I yield to her because she manages the money better, you know. And so Now I give her that opportunity. So we have a joint account where all our bills come through. All our money goes into one big pot, actually. And then when we need to buy something, we go in and we pull out. But all of it is based off of trust and communication. You know, like
that's major. Yeah, that's major. That's trust, trust, and communication. That's
a
key.
I just don't want
that's
you getting on me about right buying like a double cheeseburger or something. No. You know what I'm saying?
But you ain't having to get the cheese.
Yeah, I want the cheese and the fries.
You had to get the large.
That's, I mean, Mark, that's good advice, though. The communication and that honesty is really dope. I appreciate it, bro.
No problem, dog. First time caller, guys. Love you guys.
Hey, first time caller. First time caller.
Yeah, got to. It's shot at the end of the day.
Yes.
Text out to 727. Her poor habits have become their bad habits. They need to cap a limit on spending and communicate. If she can't respect this, then she doesn't respect your hand in the relationship, and she belongs to the streets.
That's why you get
to. Why is it always that?
That's why you get to a private account. Because everybody got a private account.
Seriously.
You pushing the private account.
I like that just because of Christmas. And presents and stuff. Now you're not seeing exactly what I'm buying you. And like I said, if I want to sneak and go buy, like, I don't know, a sandwich or something, you're not going to get on me about it.
You always say a sandwich, but we know it's a bag. You know what I'm saying? You can say what you
bag,
want to say.
Watch,
Louis Vuitton
shoes.
Don't make sandwiches.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.